This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. We're pleased to welcome a faculty wind quintet from Interlochen Arts Camp to the studio. Why don't you each introduce yourselves?
I'm Jennifer Parker Harley. I teach flute at the University of South Carolina in Columbia.
I'm Douglas Moore Monroe. I teach clarinet at East Carolina University in Greenville, North Carolina.
My name is Josh Michael, and I teach horn at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, and I'm a member of the Hartford Symphony.
Hi, I'm Hank Skolnick. I'm the associate librarian at the St. Louis Symphony, and I play principal bassoon in Sinfonia da Camera in Champaign-Urbana, Illinois.
I'm Dane Phillipson, and I teach the oboe at Interlochen Arts Academy right here in Interlochen, Michigan.
Along with the quintet, we also have composer Amanda Harburg here in the studio with us. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
So, Amanda, you have a close relationship with Interlochen as well.
Yes, I was a camper here for two summers. I worked on staff when I was in college, and I've taught here for three summers. I was not able to teach here this summer due to a conflict, but it's a long, ongoing relationship. It's one of my very favorite places in the world.
And we should tell our radio listeners that because of that, you're the only person in the studio right now not wearing the Interlochen uniform.
I am wearing green right now.
The rest of us all match. Well, the quintet that's here will be performing your Suite for Wind Quintet on July 11th. Tell us a little bit about this piece.
Sure, thanks. So the piece was commissioned by the Dorian Wind Quintet. I composed it in 2016-17. It was premiered, the world premiere was at Barge Music Festival in New York City, March 23rd, 2017. And this is actually the first time I'm hearing a quintet who's not Dorian, because they had a year where of exclusivity on the piece. So now, thanks to my dear friend Douglas Monroe, the clarinetist in the group, the quintet here is playing it, and it's very, very thrilling for me to hear them, because they're not only do they spend the days being incredible teachers at Interlochen, but they're extremely fine artists. And for a composer to hear his or her work played by such musicians as these is truly an honor and a privilege.
And the wind quintet itself is a really interesting mixture. You have flute, clarinet, oboe, bassoon, and horn. So tell us what it's like writing for that combination of instruments.
Writing for wind quintet is difficult initially, because the same textures that sound good in a medium like string quartet or piano or orchestra don't necessarily sound good in wind quintet. With the wind quintet, you have a group of heterogeneous instruments that have soloistic capacities that are quite different from one another. Plus, you've got the French horn, which isn't even a woodwind. And it's a challenge to figure out how to treat these instruments. You don't have the silky textures that you have in a string quartet. You don't have the pedal to hide behind in the piano. In a string quartet, it's a very contrapuntal medium. It's a very exposed medium, and the timbres of the instruments are quite hard. So you can't, writing slow music can be a challenge. I spent more time getting into this piece than I actually spent writing the piece. I actually have two movements that I threw out because I wasn't really grasping the sound world. Not until I really became less timid with it and spent some time listening to the standard repertory pieces and finding my own voice for this medium did I actually get going. And once I did, I wrote it very quickly. This movement that you're going to hear really shows off many of the textures that I love in wind quintet. So it starts slowly and lyrically with this sweet melody of the oboe starting us off, and lush chords in the accompanying winds. It's a piece that's full of dialogue between the instruments, and it builds up to a majestic climax in the opening section, and then segues into a very playful, fast, humorous section with some jazz harmonies that you'll hear my sort of love for jazz in that second section, and then we return to the opening material in a very large, realized in a large way and orchestrated in a very grand way before a soft, sort of gentle, sweet ending.
Here is the third movement, the Fantasia, from the Suite for Wind Quintet by Amanda Harburg here in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you.
The third movement, the Fantasia, from the Suite for Wind Quintet by Amanda Harberg, performed here in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio by a faculty wind quintet from Interlochen Arts Camp. We have composer Amanda Harberg here with us in the studio. And Amanda, we're going to hear one other movement from this quintet. Tell us about this fourth and final movement.
The Cabaletta is it's the finale of the quintet. So it's a substantial 20-minute work in four movements. So I needed something that would really bring it home and would be driving and rousing. And at the very end, in the final coda of this movement, you'll hear the theme from the very opening that you're not hearing on this radio show today, but if you come to the concert, you'll hear it. So you'll hear that come back in counterpoint with the theme from this movement. So it sort of brings it all together, and it's just very virtuosic and exciting and driving and fast.
Here is the fourth and final movement, the Cabaletta, from the Suite for Wind Quintet by Amanda Harberg.
Thank you.
The fourth movement, the Cabaletta, from the Suite for Wind Quintet by Amanda Harberg, performed in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio by a faculty wind quintet from Interlochen Arts Camp. You can hear a performance of the entire quintet Wednesday, July 11th in the Dendrinos Chapel and Recital Hall. The concert starts at 8 p.m. and it will feature several other chamber music performances by Interlochen Arts Camp faculty members. You can find out more at classicalipr.org. Jennifer, Dane, Douglas, Hank, Josh, and Amanda, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you so much, Amanda.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Mormon. Thanks to Madeline Merwin for production assistance. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.